Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. What's up, dorks?
Yo. You're a nerd with your glasses.
I know,
actually.
I got my glasses on today. I forgot them because I wear them when I drive, and then I just came in today. I forgot to leave them in the car. I was like, I'm going to roll with it for a little bit. They're for distance, so everything in front of me is a little like, whoa, right now. But you guys are crystal clear across the board for me. But yeah,
that's all that matters.
What do you think? Do I look dorky?
No, it just makes you look different. You look very smart, which throws
me for a
loop.
Well, that's what I'm going for.
You look like your son.
It's not like you to look smart.
Your son looks like you
again. Usually you look like an idiot.
Yeah, you know, I mean.
If the shoe fits.
So this is a different look for you, but
well,
it's a good one.
No, thank you very much. Yeah. I might roll with it for a little bit until I start going cross-eyed. welcome to April. Of course, today's April Fool's Day, but we don't really do much with that. It's kind of goofy to me. I've never been a big April Fool's kind of guy, but a lot of stuff going on this month. March Madness continues with the Final Four this weekend. Is that right?
Yeah, yes. I'm excited. Cheer
on sports.
I love the end of March Madness, man. It's so fun.
Yeah, I'm glued to the TV.
Yeah, you are for sure.
MLB season is in full swing. We'll be downtown on Friday for Rockies home opener outside the Denver Chop House. That's always exciting for us. Movies, I think the biggie's coming out this month. The Minecraft movie is it opening Friday. And that Mickey Mouse thriller Steamboat opens tomorrow, which is like a horror flick based around Mickey Mouse. It's ridiculous. But the Minecraft movie actually looks pretty darn good.
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of want to go see that. Anything else? Last of Us returns April 13th. There's a new Star Wars spinoff, Andor. It's back on the 22nd.
I'm so excited for that.
Nerds unite. Passover's on the 12th. Good Friday's coming up. Easter. And they're saying buy extra candy this year because it looks like Easter falls on 420, bro.
Yeah, it does. Yeah,
bro. That's awesome.
That's not good.
Gonna be a good Easter, bro. And then National Twinkie Day is this Sunday.
Oh.
Yay!
I like a good Twinkie.
Yeah,
I do too.
I can see that. I could see you sitting on the couch. Putting the whole thing in your mouth.
My mom, I don't know if I have like an extra love for them or whatever, because that was like the food my mother craved the most when she was pregnant with
me. Oh, really?
So she housed Twinkies while I was in her belly. So I don't know if that like stuck with me, because I love Twinkies.
I can see that though.
Probably. Knick-Knack downed a lot of black olives, and both the kids love black olives.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that there could be something
healthier
to that.
Choice than what my mom went
Mine
with.
Mine was Eggs Benedict, and Zoe's a big fan too. So.
See?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. But back to Twinkies, I'm a bigger fan of Zingers. You guys?
I like the frosting too sweet. On top.
They're really sweet.
I like them. I like the frosting on top.
We were at a birthday party this weekend, and they had like one of those tower platters where it's like a big plate and then a medium and then a small one, you know, and they're all stacked together. Anyway, on there was like the hostess cupcakes and then the Twinkies and then another hostess dessert of some sort. And that was like the desserts for the party. And I cracked open one of the cupcakes with the little top,
swirly.
The swirl.
Yeah.
And I had one. I was like, boom, bouncing off the walls for the next hour. It was insane.
Yeah.
It's like 40 grams of sugar or something in one of those cupcakes.
And can you believe they used to come in packs of two and then they stopped doing that?
And then your mom would put it in your school lunch and no wonder I got bad grades, you know?
Exactly.
They
all said we had ADD. We were jacked up on cupcakes.
Jacked up on Hostess, bro.
And then we just wash that down with the Mountain Dew, no big deal.
I know, man.
Or a Surge.
Oh, the 80s. Oh, man. The 80s.
It's terrible.
I woke up to three really bad emails this morning.
Oh, no.
One said that we had reached like 95% of our home data on our internet. So that just proves that my children are on their screens way too much.
Yeah.
And once you hit the 100, they start charging you like per 50 gigs or something like that. So a quick message went out this morning to the entire family. Hey, knock it off with the data. Like, chill out for a little bit. Because they give you a massive amount of data for the month. And we've flown through it. And Knick-Knack is blaming it on spring break because the kids were home for that entire week. And they were doing their Meta headset and FaceTiming their friends. And
were they not on Wi-Fi? Because then you're not using your data, right? Is that?
No, that is the Wi-Fi. You actually have a home data plan, too. Some of them are unlimited.
Oh.
You can pay extra. But our actual home plan, Wi-Fi, there's a data limit on it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And it's 2 terabytes or something crazy.
And they're going through
it. Flew through it.
Oh,
so we're going to have some conversations today about screen time.
Get outside.
And maybe easing up a little bit. But then again, it's like, you know, Knick-Knack works from home as well.
Yeah.
I'll come home and do a bunch of stuff for work. We're using Wi-Fi. All of our TVs run off of Wi-Fi now. So we're just sucking it down. So I woke up to that. I also woke up to two or three emails from Microsoft saying that somebody was trying to reset my Gmail password.
That's good.
So that's always a good time seeing those. And you're like, oh my God, who's trying to get into my emails? Because I've received numerous messages from the like the data sites that say that that particular email has been breached.
Yeah.
It's on the dark web.
That. Yeah.
So now you're like, well, who's sitting, you know, where trying to get into my e-letters?
Well, and you don't even know. Is that a scam? Like, is someone trying to mess
with you? Like, I know.
It's just like you can never tell what you need, which route you need to take.
Somebody's
right?
going to get in there and start reading my HOA documents.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then they're
going
to be pissed that they broke into the wrong email. Yeah. Nothing juicy in there.
Uh-huh.
But data overages and HOA documents.
Don't paint your fence that color.
I know. Yeah. And then the third one was my car insurance hit today. So
that one sucks. That's like,
yeah.
Especially if it ever goes up and you didn't get like the.
Oh, it went up.
And did
it
they
went
tell
up like
you?
200 and some bucks.
Oh,
no, they didn't tell
God.
Me.
And that's
is that
what,
just because new car-ish?
Well, we were or? Thinking that maybe because I got the truck. But I saw a story last night on the news about how insurance rates in Colorado are
they go up
third or
yeah.
fourth highest in the nation.
Yeah, and
so.
It's because of all of our stolen vehicles. And
wildfires.
So our insurance
hail.
Prices, yes, have increased quite a bit. I was telling
it's
you guys
stupid.
This. When I got my insurance, I actually was able to cut my bill in half. But it's because the last time I got insurance, I was roped into that where they're like, well, everything's increasing. This is just what it is right now.
What are you paying for 6 months for single? All the single ladies?
I guess 6 months I'd have to factor. I guess it's about just under $1,100. It's about
for one for 6 months?
$200 a month is my insurance. So
she gets
almost.
A lot of tickets, though, Jeremy.
No,
remember
I don't. That.
That's true. You've
that's
been pulled
not
up.
That
remember
bad.
That.
Because like
I was at $1,300 for two vehicles every 6 months.
Yeah, mine's like.
And
just
I was like,
under
good
11.
God.
Because it's like $180 a month for my insurance.
You might want to shop around a little bit.
No, I did, and I got it cut in half. Like, this is what
how
I get.
How many tickets have you gotten?
This is what I just got. The
11.
Well, no, two. Remember, yeah. I got two. I got one, and then like
a week later.
3 months later, yeah. At the beginning of when we started the morning show, I got a ticket.
Yep.
And then I just got
should.
One not too long ago.
And that's
ago.
Probably why you're high. But I still think maybe you should shop around. It's like your phone plan the other day where
I
you
know.
Were getting totally screwed.
Do you know I told Zoe about that? I was like, by the way, I think we're paying way too much for our phone bill. Not only did Jeremy tell me that I was really paying a lot of money, I had a lot of people text in and say, why are you paying $250 a month for two phones? I was like, we should really look into switching our phone provider. And she was like, okay. I was like, wait, you knew this? Like, why didn't you tell
well,
me?
Well,
like,
because
I wasn't paying.
Because I wasn't paying. That's
like, kick her
said.
Off. You're like, you got to boot her off the plan altogether.
Yeah.
Be like, you're a 20-something-year-old woman. Go get your own ding-dang plan.
She's sweet baby Nana.
Ah, sweet baby no-no.
No.
Yeah.
Mooching off her mama.
Oh,
you need
gosh.
To give her the boot.
But I know, I
you
do.
You probably should spend a Friday afternoon going through and calling some insurance companies or get a broker or something.
Yeah.
And see if you can get a better deal.
Okay.
With that and your phone, because I think you're getting screwed.
I'm just paying too much money.
You really are. $1,100 every 6 months for one person's pretty high.
Yeah.
I'm
is
gonna
it?
Add, don't
is
say who you have. We'll talk about it off
a month here. Too high?
I feel like it is.
For my car, for full coverage, we're talking everything. Like, I have to have full coverage on my car.
Yeah, I do too.
So, what we're saying, that's too high?
Look at us talking insurance
I
in the morning.
Know.
This is riveting. This is riveting stuff right here.
No, but
all
you
right.
should probably
we'll
do
talk
a little
about
shopping.
It.
We'll
okay.
talk about it later. Anyway, hope nobody gets into my email today, too.